Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Key Glock. Called She Ready. Good morning. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up, everybody? It's going to be partly sunny and humid today. A chance for a shower or a storm, especially in the afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 80s.
Jess, you're going to be out and about on the streets coming up on Wednesday. Make sure to join Jessica, DJ Cash, and Rehoboth. You got all the 411.
Yeah, we're going to have so much fun. Make sure that you come on out. Tanger Outlet Seaside near Alta in Rehoboth on Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. It's a sweet explosion of over 500 sodas, from pickle soda to Japanese favorites, plus the originals like Coke and Dr. Pepper. It's all gone down at Rocket Fizz. And they also have 90 wild taffy flavors, trending Dubai chocolates, retro candy like Razzles. It's family owned right here in Rehoboth. So come on out, come support local, and treat yourself. Rocket Fizz again this Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m.
Yes, definitely going to be a great time. Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. This is actually some big news that's floating around.
Now into the breaking news overnight about the Jeffrey Epstein files and the conspiracy theories officially being rejected.
Mm.
Overnight, the FBI and Justice Department releasing 11 hours of footage they say helps confirm notorious financier Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide in his Manhattan jail cell in 2019, awaiting his sex...
Yes.
Trafficking trial. According to a memo detailing the findings, investigators found the video showed no one entering the area in the overnight hours before Epstein was found unresponsive.
Edited.
But perhaps the biggest bombshell, investigators say they found no incriminating client list of Epstein's, no credible evidence that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals, and no evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. For years, Epstein has been at the center of conspiracies surrounding both his death and a rumored client list allegedly used to blackmail powerful men. Attorney General Pam Bondi, back in February, was asked if the Justice Department intended to release a list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients, Bondi saying this.
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh my gosh?
Not yet.
And just last month, while feuding with President Trump, Elon Musk posting, time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, Donald J. Trump. But Musk later deleted that post and others, saying he went too far in attacking Trump. The president saying he cut ties with Epstein nearly two decades ago, saying even Epstein's lawyer cleared him. Mm-mm. This is the first time the Trump administration has officially contradicted conspiracy theories about Epstein, theories previously pushed by members of the administration.
All right, so that's coming from ABC News.
Bruh.
You want me to believe that video?
Bruh.
No, come on. That's the video proof? That's the proof?
That's the proof you're going to release that there's no list and that he didn't commit suicide? Because they say that he... There's two stories. One is that he committed suicide. That's mm-hmm. the official story.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, you know, that which a lot call a conspiracy, is saying he was murdered.
Right. But that's the proof that there was no one in and out. What,
some edited video of nobody walking?
It's all grainy and like dark and like not good quality. And like you can see the corrections officer, and he's like playing his part, and he's like coming over to that phone thing.
Right, right.
He's a good actor. The other guy is like going on his lunch break.
Bruh.
Whatever.
Yeah. You know what I got to say to that?
Got him. Got
him. Yeah. Oh, there's a list.
And remember earlier we were saying like there's just some things that you see, you hear, or someone talking, and the whole time in your head you're like lies, 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 lies. This is one of those moments.
Yeah. Look, make no mistake. There's a list.
Come on, guys.
There's a list.
Do better.
There's a list. Come on. And he was murdered.
This is a lie. This is a lie.
Allegedly.
Was he? Or is he alive?
Oh, yeah. You got that
the other update that I received.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were talking to somebody over the weekend and said that they believe he's alive. And what now? He's with the government is keeping him and all this?
Yeah. Wow. Because he knows too much. And they said, all right, we'll, protect you. We're going to say that you committed suicide.
Yeah.
And he's living a great life right now.
Witness protection?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So
I got to do some more research.
You do. You're good at this stuff.
From the shards of shattered angels, wielding the white sword of righteousness, he will never fail or falter, for he defies the ministers of our fate and the limitations of our birth. And he will not stop until he stands side by side with the gods. His glory is strung like beads of light to adorn the arc of history itself.
Joey Chestnut made his triumphant return to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship at Coney Island over the 4th of July weekend. It was not without fanfare. That was George Shea giving Joey another epic introduction. And, of course,
70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. The Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
Of course he won.
How do you feel?
I was excited. I love being here. Man, I wish I had ate a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be back next year.
Yeah, so there you go. He came on home. He
reclaimed his mustard belt.
Yeah, last year, he wasn't in it because he had some deal with another company or whatever, and Nathan's got mad and told him he couldn't come.
Yeah.
And then they did like a special on Netflix. It wasn't the same. He had to go back to Coney Island. Mm-hmm. He did it, and he won his 17th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on the 4th of July. Yeah. All is right in the world when Joey Chestnut is back and he wins.
It's all good.
Some other stories in the audio vault. A driver in Boston has been arrested for an hour-long chase where she damaged multiple vehicles and at one point was dragging the officer. Here's an eyewitness talking about the chase.
When I came outside, there was no other second car that had been an accident. And I was like, okay, this is a little bizarre. And the cops said, no, she started smashing cars downtown like an hour ago. It's not an ordinary to see somebody sort of maybe driving too fast. But this is, of course, off the charts.
Crazy, right?
Jeez.
Today is World Chocolate Day.
I love a man who's got good taste in chocolate.
Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
Ah! Yeah, what's your favorite kind of chocolate? You like the milk chocolate, the dark chocolate, the white chocolate?
I love all kinds of chocolate.
I like the milk chocolate first. Yeah, I like the milk chocolate. Dark chocolate's okay. I think it depends.
Yeah, I like the milk chocolate, then white, then dark, and then, some holidays they put like that coloring in different chocolates.
Yes.
And, I eat it all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, look.
I have a sweet tooth.
I'm not a real big fan of the dark chocolate, but I mean, I'm not going to turn it down. I'm just saying.
Right.
Good news if you have a dad bod. Yes, just in time for beach season, another study found that the women's ideal body type for men is not like sculpted like a six pack and all that.
Right.
It's actually the dad bod.
It's a dad bod. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
Researchers think it's high because testosterone levels mean more of a dad bod physique. So ladies are more attracted to that look.
Ooh.
So, fellas, you got a dad bod? Hey, ladies like it. Florida just added a new super speeder law where if you're driving 100 miles an hour, that can land you in jail for 30 days.
Crazy.
Wow. And how about this? A guy got caught driving 104 just 2 minutes after it went into effect. Here's the man getting pulled over and him being talked to by the officer and the new law.
Reason being stopped, the speed limit's 70 miles an hour. You're doing 104.
If you're doing 50 miles over the posted speed limit, or again, 100 or more, you could face 30 days in jail and a $500 fine, or both.
Wow.
If you do a second time, it could be 90 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both.
Crazy, right? Wow. A new law in Tennessee makes it that if you're found guilty of bullying, you could have your license suspended. Yeah, here's an attorney talking about the new law.
A lot of these cases won't go to trial. They'll wind up getting resolved. Basically, if you're convicted of this, your license is going to be suspended for the year. Mm. You can get a limited license, but you're going to be stuck with that 1-year suspension.
Crazy, right?
That sucks.
Well, hey, don't bully.
I know, but getting your stuff suspended, well, let me tell you something.
Right. Cops in Arizona found a five-year-old boy who wandered off into a desert chasing after his dog last month. They released a chest cam footage from the cop who found him. They say the dog never left the kid's side. Here's the officer finding the boy and returning him to his parents.
It's going to be for the plaintiff's grandson, who's 5 years old, wearing all green. He ran away from the location, chasing the family dog.
Hey, there you are, buddy! Go see mama. Let's go see her.
Don't do that.
No problem. That's what we're doing.
Wow. Incredible, right?
Gosh, listen to that mom crying.
Well, he was rescued, so.
Thank God.
Definitely a good look. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We will continue on the way. Good morning.